Commissioner Jared Valenzuela explains.
As with any negotiation, sometimes certain items come up that require a little more time and attention than we had originally thought. We had had a soft deadline of today to hopefully sign June 29th, June 30th. Certainly, we're willing to move that a little bit so that way we can settle some of the few remaining items that are outstanding.
Valenzuela says the current agreement with Boston South Development
calls for $200,000 beginning year 1, July 1st, $150,000 year 2, July 1, 2023, and then $100,000 July 1, 2024.
Town meeting member and retired attorney Rich Cerkey's research shows that under existing law, a horse track gambling facility cannot be located on the woodlot because of the Plymouth Select Board's letter of opposition to it. Also, a recent non-binding ballot question showed the majority of residents against the idea, and the state does not go against the wishes of a proposed host community. Valenzuela's response.
I mean, I can't really speculate on that. I think the developer, as we've said all along, is going through that due diligence process. And should the developer find that that law is indeed interpreted correctly by Mr. Cerkey, then they're going to have to react to that, as will we.
A meeting scheduled for June 30th at 5:30 p.m. has been canceled. And the next scheduled meeting of the county commissioners is July 7th. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.